Wednesday nights. Welcome back to the Big Brother Podcast. Reed Kerr here. Lovely wife, Kimberly Kerr, also joining me.
Hello.
As always. And finally, we are to what we could think of as the good part of Big Brother. There's a twist. Somebody's won who we didn't really expect. There's some intrigue. There's people sniping at each other. It's finally getting good, I think.
Yeah, it is finally getting interesting. I mean, you know, the veterans were kind of running the house there for several weeks, and then Danny kind of, you know, defected and won HOH that week and got Brendan out. So, yeah, it's actually kind of getting interesting. It's not just the veterans against the newbies and everything's so clear cut and all they were doing was just getting rid of all the newbies.
Yeah, I'll say this and we'll come back to it later after we kind of recap everything. But I am thoroughly amused at how people who don't really seem to understand how the game works are certain they know how the twists work. Oh, boy, they're banking on something. All right. So this week, Danielle won last week, and so she's in dreadful danger, except her partner, her protege, her new protege, which really the last one only lasted like 6 days. Kalia wins it, and Kalia then puts up Rachel and Jeff, even though this induces Jeff just to pretty much yell and scream at Kalia, even though it's a good move if you want to get Rachel out.
It is, and Jeff... you know, there's always that possibility that you're going to go home. If Rachel won the HOH and took herself down, you know, there's a possibility Jeff would be going home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand him being upset. Even when you're going up as a pawn, there's never any guarantee that the target is going home.
Right.
So,
which makes this week even funnier. Yeah. But
yeah. But anyway, but before the nominations, he did kind of yell and scream at Kalia a little bit and kind of warn her that you know, if she put him up, that he was going to be really mad and that he would win the veto and he would come back and, you know, she hadn't been his target, but now she was.
Right. And she cried, which brings me to my first point. Everybody stop crying, please.
You sound like Jeff.
Oh, God. Everybody's bawling. Just, you know, Rachel is just a bundle of tears, basically.
Most of her crying to me is fake. If it's real, she's got the worst cry ever. I mean, because it just seems very forced, you know. Oh, feel sorry for me. Nobody likes me. And you don't see any real tears. And, you know, she's just always, even last year, she's always the victim. Always, everybody's out to get her. She never remembers what it's like when she is HOH and she's targeting somebody. Mm-hmm. She's merciless.
I mean, bitches.
I mean, she's very arrogant. She, you know, but whenever she's not in power, then just
tread upon. God. Yes. Ugh. I took great comedy in Rachel saying that Danielle has turned the house against her. Rachel turns the house against her. Danielle didn't have anything to do with it. Danielle just recognized it.
Okay. Rachel won the first and the third HOH competitions this season. Okay. She made it very clear what her plans were. It was to get all the newbies out and all that, you know. I mean, and now she expects them to be on her side. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what she's going for there. She never made any attempt to really get to know any of them. It was always her, Brendan, Jeff, Jordan, and Danielle kind of hang. You know, Danielle kind of separated a little bit right away because she wasn't really part of a couple. And she did start hanging out with the other people because she was flying under the radar because she couldn't compete. She couldn't be nominated. So she could just kind of make friends with people. But Rachel didn't make any attempt to become friends with anybody.
Not that I could tell, no.
No. And so then the first week that the veterans are not in power, well, actually they were in power. It was Danny, but she had already.
The first time somebody goes after the veterans, they target her specifically. And the only way she doesn't leave is because Brendan wins and saves her, which sort of gets us to yet another twist that they don't know about. We'll do that after we get to the end of the week. The veto comes up and it seems like a really long veto competition. You have to roll this ball
up
and down the hill.
I mean, our reaction
300 times, and Jeff was like, you could hear him blink, 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 300.
You and I even looked at each other. It was like 300 times. I mean, that is a long, long, long time.
That's a long time to do anything. It's a long time. It's, you don't want to do something you like 300 times, much less run back and forth. But this was another one of those. Sometimes you can look at the contests and see the physical contest. They are geared to a certain body type. As we, the one where they were on the skis hanging on the wall, that's geared towards... It's not geared towards guys. It's geared towards strong women. Mm-hmm. Danielle could have stayed up there all day. Jeff, there was no way Jeff and Brendan were going to make it. They just had too much mass. This one, it really played well with big guys. You know, Adam and Jeff were both, you know, more than 6 feet tall. All it took for them was flip it with one hand, a couple of shuffle steps over to the other side, and they were able to catch it.
Right. The women were actually kind of running back and forth. They actually had to kind of run and be on the other side when it came down. But you're right. The men just stayed on the one side. They would kind of shuffle over, flip it up, shuffle back over, and just flip it back up the other way. So
really, and Adam almost won, but he still hasn't. He still hasn't done anything.
He came very, very close.
Yeah. And he was so distraught, he shaved off his beard, and he looks completely like a different person.
Yeah.
He looks like a different child molester in the house now.
Okay, I probably knew at one time or another that he was 40 or getting ready to turn 40, but hearing him say it this evening, and of course it's because that I'm 41 actually, that I don't really think that anybody looks that old that's my age, but
right.
I really thought he was older than that. I mean, probably because he's bald, but you know, and he just looks kind of rough, but I did think he looks way older than you.
Well, and thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, shaving off his beard and hair and all that really kind of didn't help with that.
No, it didn't. It did not at all. Although, I don't know, because the beard didn't help him really either. It's just a different kind of not helping him, basically.
Right.
But anyway, Jeff wins the veto. And then, well, then you've got a decision to make if you're Kalia. And Kalia,
you know, as soon as she nominated Jeff, I mean, she was obviously regretting it.
Right.
And she's actually rooting for Jeff to win during the veto competition.
Right, which makes no sense.
No, it didn't make any sense. And she made it pretty obvious to everybody in the house. I mean, because she's like, Jeff, go Jeff. Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. And she just quit playing at all. Not that there was any... Well, you know, there was always a chance they could have caught up.
Yeah.
You know, they all just gave up pretty much. But one time that Jeff drops the ball, he goes back to zero.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, you know, they all could have won no matter how far ahead they were. But Kalia, you know, she gave up. She, at that point, I don't think she really cared what happened. She could tell that Rachel wasn't going to win. So, her cheering on Jeff was just kind of weird.
And by the way, Rachel was not good at that.
No, she wasn't. I really thought she was just going to... I thought she was going to throw herself down on the ground and start kicking and screaming and throwing a little temper tantrum.
Well, she landed on the ground a couple of times. She ran from one side to the other and then fell down trying to catch the ball. Not good.
It was pretty funny.
Not good. Am I boring you?
I can't help it. I don't know why I'm yawning.
You're sleepy, I guess? I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, so Jeff wins. And then... Well, if Jeff goes down, do you put Jordan up again as the pawn?
Well, so Jeff and Jordan come up to the room, and, you know, Jeff is, he's pissed, and right. He, you know, makes no secret of that.
That's okay, I'll get that, sorry.
That he is, you know, he's definitely holding a grudge.
Right.
And even, you know, and he told her, he's like, I told you that I was going to win the veto, and Big Jeff.
Big Jeff. Big Jeff says what Big Jeff's going to do, Big Jeff does it.
Yeah. In his diary, yeah, he was actually.
Big Jeff goes all third person on us.
Right. So he tells Kalia, you know, and she's just like, well, you know, I wanted you to win, and, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm not going to put Jordan up, and, you know, that I'm trying to make this right and all this. And, I mean, he just still is just pissed. He never was just like, okay, well, if you don't put Jordan up, then, you know, I'll forgive you. And in a way... But Kalia was acting so spineless. I guess maybe that was the right move.
Yeah, and good.
But
it
you
was.
Never know. I mean, when someone else gets in her ear and starts talking, she could change her mind. I mean, because it wasn't like he didn't warn her before she nominated him.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of yelled at her and everything, yeah. And she still did it and was just like, "Oh, Jeff, I don't. You know, that's not the way to talk to me and get me to do something that you want." Well, apparently it was, because now she seems terrified of him, and she feels like that she really messed everything up this week and all that. So, you know, she's reassuring them. And
well, she really did mess everything up this week. She had a chance to make a power move, and she waffled on it. And so she doesn't know who else to put up. And that brings us to...
I've never seen anybody really do that before. That just completely becomes head of household, puts two people up, and just regrets putting them both up.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like, oh, what do I do now? How do I get out of this? I don't want him to be mad at me.
Exactly.
Which, of course, the twist that they had announced, you know, Julia told him on eviction night, you know, be careful how you play this next week because it's a possibility the evicted house guest is coming back. So they are keeping that in mind, and Kalia is keeping that in mind, that if Rachel goes out, she's coming back. And she's going to be after her.
But
which she would have been after
at
her
at the start of the show. That's what I said. They think they understand it. Jillie didn't say they're coming back. She said they may be coming back. What the guests don't know is that the four people that have been evicted, America is voting, and one of them will go up against, what I'm assuming, they'll go up against the person who was evicted this week in some kind of a competition, and the winner of that goes back in the house.
Right.
So it's a possibility whoever gets thrown out won't come back at all, and it will be someone they didn't even expect. Now, really, they should have expected this just because of the sheer math involved, because if you're in the show and somebody gets thrown out, CBS still has a certain number of weeks to fill on that show. You're going to get somebody
back.
Well,
but they usually do the double eviction, and they could always not do the double eviction.
Oh, we love the double. The double is the best live show of the year, because you get that one person who's HOH for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They don't get a letter from their mom.
Get the room.
Yeah. It's like, hey, congratulations. Now just sit right there. All right. Just stay right there. Put two people up immediately and have people hate you just like that. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
So Rachel,
yes.
You know, decides that she needs to come and talk to Kalia and, you know, basically last ditch effort here to try to get her to put someone up in Jeff's place that she can win against. Mm-hmm. So she tells Kalia, you know, this is your big chance, and you know, this is a chance for you to make a really good move for yourself in the house, because, you know, if you put somebody up and I don't go home, then, you know, I'm not going to be mad at you, and it goes really far towards, you know, winning Jeff and Jordan back on your side too.
Right.
And so Kalia's like, well, you know, what about Danielle? Would you be going after Danielle? Rachel doesn't even blink an eye. I mean, she's just like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll be going after Danielle.
Yeah. Oh, it's a blood feud. Yeah,
I mean, but it was kind of funny, because if Rachel was trying to get Kalia to do this, she could have promised her anything. It doesn't have to be true.
I think Rachel doesn't really lie. And that's one of problems. It's one of her problems in the game. She says exactly what's on her mind, whether it's I'm happy or I'm sad or Brendan, don't show your peeper to people on the internet. You know, she just says it out. Anybody else see those pictures this week? Yeah.
Okay, that was something that was really odd, because you sent me an email about it, and I actually had listened to another podcast about Big Brother where they were talking about it at the same time. This has been out since last year. This is not something that was just released.
Yeah, but we don't care about Big Brother guests
when they're not on Big Brother.
Yeah, as soon as they leave the house, we don't care if you take your money and open up an Oxy ring or whatever.
But what was funny about it was on the feeds, Shelly was talking about it. Shelly had actually, she knew all of this before she came in the house. Mm-hmm. About the fact that Brendan had met someone on Skype or on Chat Roulette or, you know, something like that. He was chatting with somebody that he didn't know.
I doubt it was Chat Roulette, because that's almost 100% penises, from what I understand. But,
wow. Anyway, so he was Skyping with this chick, and I guess they were, like, cybersexing and all that. And he actually is, I guess, masturbating or whatever for her. So she saves all of this,
yeah,
and then's like trying to blackmail him with it. So I don't know how it got out, but Rachel was actually posting about it on Facebook and Twitter, like trying to find out from this person, well, like, you know, call me kind of thing, yeah, and wanting to find out about it. So they broke up there for a little bit, and Brendan releases.
Wait, are you telling me that someone came between her and her man?
Apparently.
For a brief moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Brendan, you know, decides the way to win her back is to record a YouTube apology to Rachel. So he cries a little bit and talks about how she's just the best person ever. And
by the way, YouTube apology, great name for an emo band. But yeah, so anyway, that all happened. And Shelly knows about it, because Shelly's smart. Shelly may... walk and sound just like a guy and looks like a David Spade character, basically.
Taller.
Yeah, but she's a lot...
She's turning
smarter.
Out to be a little bit more manipulative yeah. than she ever
and
seemed
when I say
in the
smarter,
past.
I mean manipulative. I mean Big Brother smart.
Yeah.
I mean, not like Split the Atom smart, but be able to figure out what's going on smart.
Yeah, actually, she came in there to talk to Jeff and Jordan. Was this after the veto competition? I can't really remember. She comes in there to the have-not room, and Jeff and Jordan are in there. And Jordan kind of is the one that starts the conversation and asks her, you know, are you with us or something like that? And so Shelley gets all indignant. You know, she decides that's the way to play it. And she's like, yes, you know, what makes you think I'm not? Of course I am. And Jeff's like, well, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And she's like, when have I ever acted like I wasn't on the same page? And she gets pissed off and actually walks out of the room.
Yeah.
So Jeff and Jordan starts crying. And she's just like,
everybody's crying in the damn
house.
She's
just, I don't know what she was so upset about, but she was like, I feel really bad about that. And you know this, and Jeff is just like, why are you crying? He's like, I can't even be mad for 10 minutes because you're crying, Rachel's crying, everybody's crying. And so he decides that he needs to salvage this, you know, with Shelley and make sure that she's not really upset with him. So he walks into that purple room. I don't even know what they call that room. And she's in there alone. And he opens up the door and he's like,
He says, I'm going to go do damage control with Shelley. And then
he opens up the door and he's like, why are you being so stupid, Shelley?
Why are you such an idiot? Yeah. That's some great damage control. Oh, that Jeff is the master manipulator.
Yeah. So anyway, they talk and everything. And I mean, I guess that they're all on the same page or all on the same side or whatever.
I'm not really sure anybody's
carved in stone
right now.
I think Shelley pretty much is, she's doing what's best for her, which that's what they all should be doing. Except Rachel doesn't realize that. She's alone and she doesn't have anybody cheering for her.
Yeah,
it's so hard to be here without Brendan. Okay, besides Jeff and Jordan, nobody else has anybody in the house either.
I did like when Jordan pointed out that normally it's Brendan there talking her down from the edge of crazy, and now that he's gone, she's just like a water sprinkler.
No, I think they all take turns doing it. Shelley tried to talk her down after the nomination ceremony.
Yeah,
Jeff and Jordan are always just like, you know, you need to control your shit. Yeah. You know, don't quit acting like an idiot. So
anyway, Jeff's going to take himself down. So what do they do? Oh, Kalia is trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, so after Rachel approaches her and tells her that she will go after Danielle, Kalia has Danielle up in the room, and she's like, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for us, and, you know, if I put somebody else up and Rachel doesn't go home. And Danielle's just like, what? You know, what are you talking about? This is our chance to get Rachel out. And she's like, well, no, you know, I've talked to Rachel, and, you know, Rachel promises us safety. Us mm-hmm. safety.
Yeah.
Which
she clearly did not. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand Kalia not wanting Danielle to be mad at her, and I can kind of see her side and, you know, not really giving a crap about Danielle, because mm-hmm. Danielle doesn't really care about her either. It's all just about numbers and just trying to get somebody on your side.
Danielle talks a lot about blood. I don't know if you've noticed that. I don't mind getting blood on my hands. I'm going to let Kalia get the blood and go wash mine off. It's a lot of blood imagery in her thought processes, as you would expect from Evil Dick's kid.
Yeah. So it turns out, then it shows a scene that Danielle, Lawan, I don't know if Shelley was up there or not. I think she was. And Kalia, they're all up in the head of household room.
Portia was, Danielle. Kalia was. Shelley was, and Portia was. Yeah.
Lawan says, what if you put me up? And he actually says, even if I get voted out, I'll be coming right back.
Yeah.
He is so sure of that he is volunteering, and they're all just like, it was kind of like when Dustin volunteered mm-hmm. to go up against Evil Dick, and everybody was just kind of like, ding, light bulb goes off in their heads.
It's the announcement that, once you put me up, and then you get like three quick reaction shots of everybody else just looking at him.
I know, Danielle was looking at Kalia like, oh my God, can you believe this?
Yeah.
And I actually saw this on Twitter the other day when this was going on, and I think Shelley may have been the one that kind of orchestrated this. I think she put that thought in LaJuan's head to volunteer to go up. I'm not positive, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what I saw on Twitter. And that's what happened.
LaJuan is going up not to be a pawn, but to actually be evicted.
Yeah.
So he can come back into the house with powers. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
I have crazy powers. It's like, if you strike me down, I will return with even more power than you could ever imagine. He's like Kenobi all of a sudden. He's like, it's not a rebirth. You just walk out the door and maybe we never see you again.
I don't understand why they think it's so easy. Like they're going to lock the door like they did that one time, like the couples. You know, they were supposed to be leaving Ryan and something or other, and then they didn't get to go, and just the chick got voted out.
Yeah. That's an awful lot to be. It's to make your first move of the entire game with a premise that dumb. And nobody cares about LaJuan because he's a floater.
Right.
And so no one else has any room, has any idea, you know, why not vote him out? It'll sort of protect us. Kalia seems to think that if they vote LaJuan out, then everyone will love her.
She really does.
She does. She feels like if she makes this move, then everyone will love her and everything will be okay.
Wrong.
Nope, that doesn't. People will still hate you. You will just buy time.
Well, she's still not part of their alliance. She's just going to be the idiot that didn't take the opportunity to get one of them out.
Right. And if one of the veterans wins, whoever's left next week,
they're not going to respect the fact that she was weak.
Well, we could have. There could be four veterans back in the house next week. I don't think Brendan is winning. Last time I looked, he wasn't. But
oh,
if,
God.
Okay,
I don't
so
know
here's
if I can
here's, here's
it.
My perfect idea. LaJuan is evicted. He goes to the door, and they stop him. They go, the chin bot goes, LaJuan, you'll have a chance to play. And then they lead him out into the backyard, and LaJuan goes up against Brendan in like a rock climbing contest, in weightlifting, something physical. And Brendan just pulps him. And then now you got four veterans back in the house. And if one of them wins, you know next week it's Danielle and Kalia going up on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And Danielle's a lot sneakier than Kalia at that point.
And
Kalia's
then,
just too Pollyanna for this. She thinks that everybody can love her.
Well, it was funny because she even said, she's like, you know, even if LaJuan goes home and doesn't come back in the house, oh, well, you know, everybody will still be, they won't be mad at me. Not even thinking about the fact that LaJuan was kind of part of her alliance.
Yeah.
He was
she
a vote.
Put her own alliance member.
Yeah,
up.
He was a vote for whatever, you know, I mean, and that just made absolutely no sense.
Nuns of sense. Yes.
And she said something about, you know, but if he doesn't get to come back, he'll be reliving this moment the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it reminded me, I know you didn't watch at the time, but several years ago, there was a guy on there. His name was Marcellus, I think. And he used the veto. I think he was up against like his best friend in the house. Her name was Amy. And he won the veto and he used it and took her down.
Mm-hmm.
And he got voted out. And he really regretted that. Anything I've seen him on, because he used to be on some kind of show like a House Calls or something like that. And yeah, he always regretted doing that because I don't really think they, you know, were like lifelong friends or
lifelong
anything.
Friends. You're not going to be, you know, sharing a condo with these people when it's over. It's only who can help me right now. Big Brother is not reality. Reality TV is not reality. You're there to play and to win the game. So are we pretty much in agreement that LaJuan will be evicted whether he comes back or not this week?
It seems that way because Jeff and Jordan are definitely going to vote him out. Mm-hmm. All right. They just need one more vote. I read on Twitter that Adam is willing to vote him out.
Mm-hmm.
So then who do you have? You've got Portia, Shelley, and Danielle, their votes. And then Kalia is the tie breaker. So even if those other three vote Rachel out, dumbass Kalia will be like, oh, Rachel, let me save you. LaJuan, get the hell out.
Right.
You know,
and
so,
then Rachel wins the HOH and puts Kalia up immediately. Because Kalia hasn't asked for anything, really, has she?
I don't get. Well, I mean, I think Rachel told her that she wouldn't be coming after her. But who cares? It doesn't matter what they promise you.
Yeah.
that doesn't, it's not like in a contract or anything. Like, you heard them. They told me that they wouldn't put me up. So they're legally obligated to that. I mean, that just doesn't happen that way.
You can only tell she wasn't lying if she swore on her kids. That's kind of an awful tell, isn't it? You can tell. It's like Brick from the middle. I'm lying, you know. So LaJuan is up. Rachel is up. I think LaJuan goes home. I can't see LaJuan winning a contest against anybody. Whoever wins, Keith, Dominic, Cassie, and Brendan. LaJuan hasn't been good at anything except, you know, sounding like an old racist stereotype. Adam, just good Lord, son, have you?
What was he saying tonight in the diary room? Did he say, "How do you like me now"? Did he say that?
Yeah.
And was like brushing his shoulders off and stuff like that. I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's just not good. No. So LaJuan probably goes home. I can't see him winning a contest against any of those four people.
It's going to be either Dominic or Brendan because the other two have been gone. No one gives a shit about them anymore.
Yeah, nobody remembers Keith.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Dominic was only a possibility to be coming back in because Evil Dick was kind of like leading a charge to get him back in the house so that Danielle would have an ally.
Right.
But now even he has been tweeting and saying that them putting up LaJuan was really stupid, that he was part of their alliance. And even if Dominic comes back in the house and LaJuan goes home, you're just swapping one out for the other. Although Dominic would probably be a stronger game player. I mean, he might be more likely to win head of household or something like that. But
I don't even remember LaJuan getting close to anything.
I don't think he tries to. I mean, there's something to be said for that. I mean, look at Jordan. She made it all the way through.
Look at Kalia. Kalia won it, and it was like that guy was in West Virginia that won the lottery, and it was the worst thing that ever happened to him. His life fell apart. You know, Kalia is not even on the show, basically. She's taking a nap, and they don't even wake her for the contest for the first
couple
of weeks.
She's like the Saturday Night Live featured players or whatever.
She's a red shirt. And then suddenly she wins it, and she spends the next week with like people yelling at her and just bawling and crying in tears. So
yeah, she hasn't handled the stress well, I don't think.
No. I don't know what kind of battery of psych tests they're putting the Big Brother contestants through, but she kind of slipped under the radar, I think.
Oh, she's not half as crazy as some of them have been.
Yeah, but crazy is okay, but actively crazy is okay. Being able to handle all of this.
Yeah, you know, it is
okay,
stressful,
like Rachel.
I'm sure.
Like Rachel's crazy, but Rachel's a good game player at least. She's entertainingly crazy. And if she got voted out this week, it would probably suck for a little while. It would be kind of like last year where you look up and there's no conflict. It'd be like this year's Celebrity Apprentice where suddenly there's no conflict and the show is just boring.
Oh, no. I mean, I totally agree with that. And I even said that the other day. Even though Rachel annoys the crap out of me, I can't imagine how boring it would be without everybody hating on her and her whining about how everybody hates her. Which brings up another thing that I was listening to. Before Brendan left the house, he and Rachel were having a conversation. She's all whining and crying and telling him how that she ruined his life by, you know, and he should have never asked her to marry him and all this. She's just bad for him. And then she was talking about how she can't get a job. Apparently, when they were off the show, I guess maybe she couldn't find a job. And she was talking about how it'll be even worse this time. And she was upset because that CBS had last year, I guess, shown, I can't remember who it was, Brittany or somebody, making the comment that Rachel had on these really short shorts. Mm-hmm. And she said something about, look at Rachel, her butt cheeks are flapping and the STDs are just flying out. Rachel was very offended that they actually, you know, they shouldn't let people say things like that. And I mean, okay. It's just,
if you were on the show when it was over, would you go back and watch?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
I mean, I don't know what you would watch, though, because my God, I mean, would you just watch the televised shows? You couldn't watch all the feeds. I mean,
right.
It'd take
forever.
Would you go back
and watch people's diary rooms talking about you?
It'd be hard. You'd probably never want to talk to any of them ever again.
Well, you probably don't anyway. It would be that's like listening in on your friend's phone calls. That's like Jay Leno hiding in that closet when NBC was trying to figure out how to replace Carson.
Right.
Okay, so I think we're done here. LaJuan goes out this week because he's an idiot. And he takes the pawn goes home to another level. The pawn volunteers to be evicted. That boy is made of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just no way around it. So Lawan goes home, and if it's a contest, of I don't know what contest he could win. He has not shown anything in this game so far. And for him to just think, oh, well, she said we might come back in, I'm going to come back in. Yeah.
It's quite a chance to take.
I don't know if he's ever actually seen this show. He might have been applying to be on, like, you know, America's Next Top Chef or something. They might have gotten the wrong. He was trying to be an extra on The Mentalist, and they just picked up his tape in the wrong pile because he doesn't get Big Brother. You don't. The pawn goes home, and you never know what the twists are. So, all right, there's our podcast for this week. We will have another one coming up next week. Thanks to those of you also who tuned us in from my Examiner site. We appreciate that as well. We'll see you next Wednesday. We pick Lawan to go home this week and to stay there and to go to the diary room, where it'll be very interesting.
Jury house.
Yes. I said last week that I thought Brendan went to the jury house. I didn't. He went to the seclusion house. So, that jury house is going to be...
I bet Keith has been really bored.
What do they do? Can they... I guess they can watch movies or something, at least, in the jury house. In the seclusion houses, because they're not... I mean, I assume it's like they're like in four different hotel rooms somewhere.
I guess.
You know, but, all right. We'll be back next Wednesday with more. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody.